We're going to start it off with the AOR department, with Rich DeToyen, who's our National AOR Director, and Lenny Bronstein, who will fill us in with the statistics of what's going on. So, Rich, why don't you start it off? FM radio, a short history, our responsiveness to FM radio today as a record company. One day in the late 60s, a fellow promotion man in the San Francisco area told the rest of us about a new revolutionary development, an underground radio station. What do you mean underground, we asked. I thought of a clandestine operation in a basement somewhere that must be broadcasting names and addresses of San Francisco's undercover cops. No, man, they play album cuts. They what? We all asked in utter astonishment. He repeated that they played songs off the LPs. If Charlie Minor was there, he would have asked, "You mean them great big records with the little bitty holes?" What kind of music is this left? They play whatever the DJ wants to play. You're kidding. Well, I think all of us cut our lunch hour short that day, ran back to our respective distributors, and tried to talk our bosses into letting us take some LPs from stock to this very weird station. Up to this time, most of us knew there was an FM switch on our radios, but you never used it unless you wanted to weird out your neighbors by playing classical music. FM in car radios? Forget it. So, a bunch of us gathered around an FM to listen to this strange new station. The station, KMPX, was an ethnic station, and at the time, losing money. They had 2 hours of block ethnic music of several different nationalities, each with its own host. So you could listen to the Juan Perón show, 2 hours of Mexican music. El pango quieto, mi altura. Buenas noches, señores, señoritas, el pango quieto, brought to you by Budweiser Cerveza, radio station at KMPX, San Francisco. Or... also, listening to Paul Pawlowski's polka hits, Whoopi John Wilfart was a biggie on this program, or Heinrich Kaiser's chairman beer drinking and belching melodies. The Gates Lasten, was es los, KMPX San Francisco, Deutschland über alles. Or Zig Zakowitz and the Hava Nagila chorus doing your favorite Seder melodies. out of all of this foreign stuff came Larry Miller, with 2 hours of whatever he wanted to play. Rock and roll, that is. Wow, LP cuts. What a windfall for us record guys. Well, after meeting Larry, we voted him the most foreign guy at the station. Rich to Larry. Hi, Larry. What kind of music are you into? Hey, man, I'm hit, you know, whatever's happening. Get down, stay high, have a nice day, know I'm coming from high. What the hell is he talking about? We tried to deal with the receptionist. Today you'd call her the music director. Here was this girl wearing Indian gauze blouses that were see-through with no bra on. Needless to say, a few of us started hanging out at the station, kind of watching her hang out. But all she would say to us was, "We need 6 LPs of every record, man." Trying to talk my boss into 6 stock LPs for these hippie pinko fly-by-nights was always a battle. As they got rid of Juan Perón and the Taco Tiendas and the rest of the ethnic music, they added more rock and roll jocks. Ed Bear, Bob McClay, Dusty Street, Tony Pig, and Tom Donahue. Yes, Father Tom came over from KYA. He saw a future in FM radio and started loosely organizing the station. Well, how were we supposed to promote these people? We would take LPs over one day, then call a few days later and ask if they were playing them. Who knew? No playlist, 6 individual wackos playing whatever they like. I guess you had to listen. Some of us listened. Some of us liked what we heard. Some of us learned. My friend Dave and myself decided we were really screwing up. We should promote these guys separately. When we get out of a club at 2 a.m., let's fall by the station with coffee, burgers, and some LPs, of course. Let's hit it in the afternoon one once a day, in the morning the next day, until we get to know everyone personally. Oh yeah, and let's not tell the other promo people what we're doing and see how long it takes them to catch on. What about the rest of the hip promo guys? Could they break their habits of just hanging out with the PTs at the top 40s and R&Bs? Not hardly. When Bill Gavin asked Tom Donahue who he would vote for as San Francisco's promo man of the year in the Gavin Awards, Tom replied, not too tongue-in-cheek, I might add, Sparky's Delivery Service, a local three-wheeler motorcycle outfit that brought you pizzas. The station started to have an audience, and the audience started to grow. The time salesman started to sell time, mainly to record companies. The jocks stayed high and played their music. The promo men, they stayed away. Those people were too weird. Their lifestyle was crazy. Smoking dope and burning incense in the control rooms, girls taking incoming calls, filing records, talking about balling whoever last night. Yes, and still with no bras on, man. The promo men, some still wore suits and ties. Haight Ashbury, tour buses, Peace and Love, Janis Joplin, Big Brother, Bill Graham's Fillmore Ballroom, light shows, Chet Helms' Avalon Ballroom, dancing and tripping, Grateful Dead, Moby Grape, Love-Ins, Be-Ins, Hell's Angels, rock concerts, Grace Slick, Jefferson Airplane, Acid, Pure Owsley Purple, and it was still legal. Beatles, Bob Dylan, Elvis, Bo Diddley, Chuck Berry, Sam and Dave, Aretha, Miles Davis, Chambers Brothers, Time Has Come Today, hair growing, dope smoking, dropping out, getting loose. It was all changing, right? Right. But not the relationship between the record people and KMPX. To radio people, promo men were hype artists. Record man, hey, play my record, man, it's a hit. DJ, which cut, man? I don't know any cut, man, it's a stone smash. Play it or I'll get fired. Wow. The gap got wider between the record people and the radio people. With the success of this type of station, more stations started changing their formats to progressive. Philly, New York, Boston, LA. But the story for the most part was the same. We didn't understand each other's problems. Radio didn't even understand itself. As more FMs increased with rock formats, they were as varied as you could imagine. Most of them were very amateur and stayed that way for years. Poor management and a lack of being sensitive to the music didn't help these pseudo-progressive stations. Along comes Brother Love, and ABC syndicates it to all its stations. Then Dave Herman, Tony Pig, and a few others, and ABC has a free-form syndication. Out of that syndication comes a teenage program director at RIFF in Detroit, Lee Abrams. Lee takes it several steps further. He does super research. He hitchhikes and notices what stations are being listened to in people's cars. He asks lots of questions, leaves ABC, and forms the Superstars concept. Much listener research, not so free form, play the hit groups, give them what they want to hear, only tighten up. No more three-hour jams from the Grateful Dead. Because radio was so mediocre and naive about the music and how to present it, he came along and convinced most conservative radio managers that he would make it safe for them to program this weird music, kind of no-fault rock and roll. Boring. This brings us to our present form of highly syndicated, no-chance radio. Let's play the hits, let's play it safe. Okay, radio guys, but where are the hits going to come from if you keep tightening up? Okay, we helped create this mess, now what do? Remember, in the beginning, there was no mutual respect and understanding of each other's problems. Now is the time for back to basic promotion. First, get to know these radio guys and learn to be sympathetic to their problems, as they will of ours. You are teachers, motivators, philosophers, gamblers, persuaders, and promoters. Let them know that A&M Records is more committed to our artists than all of our competitors. To you, Mr. Radio Person, you also have to get involved with us. The free ride is over. You're dying from your own boredom and your lack of interest. In what? In the music. If you didn't have our music, your stations would all be talk shows or bowling alleys. Yes, there are more acts than ever before, That's why we have to work harder to get them played. If you don't come out and see for yourself and start to trust our judgment, we shall all suffer. You, us, and the artist. We can't let this happen. We have to become more specialized, more committed, and more understanding to our two industries. Don't hate these FMers. Teach them. It's frustrating. It takes time, but it works. We have too many talented artists waiting in the wings for their turn to feel so good, and we shall not let them down. Thank you. Here we are.